Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Tes Vav. The top line on page Kuf Tes, which is the page following 216. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes Vav, Al Hasukar, on sugar, Mevarech Shehakol. The bracha on sugar is Shehakol. V'chein ha-motzeitz konim misukos shahakol. And so too, one who sucks on sugar cane also makes a shahakol. So all sugar-related things are shahakol. Eating the sugar and sucking out the sugar from the sugar cane are both shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ayin Gimel. Al hasukar, pirish. He's going to explain to us what sugar is now. Sheba'artzosam, in their lands, gidelim konim misukim. They grow sugar cane. V'sochatin osam, and they squeeze them out. U'mevashlin meimehem, the liquid that comes out, they cook. Ad sheyikbe, until it crystallizes. V'yidme lemelach, and it's similar to salt. So that's how he describes what sugar is. It comes out of the liquid that comes out of the sugar cane. They cook it till it crystallizes, and then you have sugar. The bracha on that sugar is shahakos. So they've cut an ayin dalad. It's no better than the honey that comes out of dates. The chashvinan le rak hezeya ba'alma, that we consider it just like the sweat of the fruit. So just like the honey that comes out of dates, the bracha shehakol, kol shekein bazesh and ishtanu idea bishul. Certainly the sugar that comes out of the sugar cane, which has also changed through the cooking, certainly that is going to be a bracha of shehakol. Sivkotan ayin hei v'chein ha-motzeitz, so too one who sucks on the sugar cane makes a shahakol pirish. Shemotzeitz kinei ha-sukar bi'atzman, he actually sucks on those reeds of sugar, on the sugar cane themselves. The bracha is shahakol sivkotan ayin vav. Gam kein mitam hanal, also for the same reason that we just mentioned. The ha-kona bi'atzma who eats ba'alma. This kona, the sugar cane, is a piece of wood. The iefshar la'achlo, it is inedible, you can't eat it. Elo sheyesh bo mesikus, but it has some sweetness to it. The imkein lo odif hamotes as a mesikus me ha'etz, me ilu sochat es hazeya hazosu sheso. So it's no better when you're sucking out the sweetness from this eitz than if you squeezed out the liquid from the eitz and you drank it, like we discussed before. So sucking it out, squeezing it out is all the same thing, and the bracha will always be shahakol. V'kosa b'chaye odom, duhu adin haloe shoret shekor and lakaritz. So too, one who chews on the root, that's called lakaritz, which a targum says in the bottom, it's a shoresh masok, it's a sweet root. Gam kein ein mevarach elo shahakol, he also only makes a bracha of shahakol. The gam hu eitz ba'alma, because that's also considered an eitz ba'alma, it's considered a tree. Elo sheyesh bo tam asok, it's like the sugar cane, it's like a tree, but it has some sweetness to it. The bracha in that case as well will be shahakol. V'dan, you should know. The after Shulchan Aruch sosam ledina de al asukar v'al akonim birchaso shahakol, even the Mechaber simplifies in a major way. He just writes that the sugar, sucking on the sugar cane, it's all shahakol. The emes yesh bazedeos ben harishonim. Really, it's a big machlokas rishonim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kemo shemuva batur beis Yosef, like it's brought down in the Torah in the Beis Yosef. Umisveka posak levarech shahakol. And Zakta Mishabura, the Mechaber only made it so simple on Paskin Shahakol out of Suffolk. The Bazeh Yotze B'dievet L'Kulyam, like we saw many times, Shahakol B'dievet takes care of any food, and therefore if there's a Machlokes Shahakol, or Ha'etz or Adama, the safest bet is to make Shahakol. So the Mechaber Paskin simply Shahakol, not because it's a Dover Pashatim at the Brach is Shahakol, but rather there's a Machlokes Rishonim, and the safest bet out of the Suffolk is to make a Shahakol, your Yotze, at least B'dievet according to everyone. The ulam, however, b'di'evid in derach bori priya eitz o bori priya dama yotza. If b'di'evid you made a bori priya eitz or a bori priya dama on sugar, you are yotze. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein b'tzukar shalonu. Now you remember in the first Mishnah Berurah tonight we said sheba'artzosam, in their lands they made the sugar out of sugar canes. But zok the Mishnah Berurah, our sugar, shenase miburikis, which the seven on the bottom tells us the targum, which says, Selek sukar, that's a sugar beet. That is how sugar is made, bikar nowadays. So gamkein yesh levarech lechatchilu shahakol. In that case as well, the sugar that we have nowadays that is made out of sugar beets, the bracha is shahakol as well. Ubidyevit in derach borei piyadam yotza. on the sugar that we have. If you make a bari pri adama, so b'diavad you'll be yotzi as well. Lokomosha biarti akol b'bi'alocha ayin shom, like I mentioned the bi'alocha. There is a very lengthy bi'alocha that we're not going to go through, but we are going to go through some very important notes over here. Beginning with note number 78. So the Mishabura told us that if you suck on the sugar cane, the sweetness that comes out, you make a shahako. He says, Lo odif hamotzei says hamasikos. I'm reading the Mishabura in Ayin Vav, the third line. It's no better sucking out the sweetness from the eights than squeezing out the sweat, the liquid in the eights, and drinking it and making a shahako. Says note 78, hamotzei peiros bepiv. Let's say a person is sucking out the liquid from a fruit with his mouth. So the pri chadosh writes from the varich as birchas apri. That means you're sucking out the juice from the orange. The bracha is going to be bari pri eitz ve'evio bagos rekiv eger. Your kveeger in Shulchan Aruch and our simon sivches brings down this pri chadosh that when you suck out the liquid from a fruit, you make the bracha of the fruit. However, the Ben Ishchai writes, it depends exactly how you are sucking out the liquid from the fruit. If you're sucking out the liquid through chewing, meaning you put a piece of orange in your mouth and you're chewing out the liquid and you're swallowing the orange juice and then spitting out the orange, you put the orange in your mouth and you chew it up. After you finish sucking out the liquid, you throw out the fruit from your mouth. Then we don up that juice that you're having like food. Says the Ben Ishchai, that's when it will be a bari priyaitz. You're actually chewing up the fruit with your teeth. However, if you're holding it in your hand and you're just sucking out the liquid without chewing it, then in fact the bracha would be shahako, kevan sheze derech shtia. That is a way of drinking. And the kafachayim brings this down as well. The chiluk between putting the orange into your mouth, chewing it, and swallowing just the juice, spitting out the orange, then the bracha would be bari priyait on the juice, versus holding the piece of orange in your hand and just sucking out the juice from within your hand, then the bracha, he says, would be shahako. Now the next part of the note is very important as well. The hamotzeitz anovin bepiv. Let's say this fruit that you're sucking out the liquid from is a grape. So the Or Letzion writes, she'af she'al hamashkeh anischem anovin. Even though, as we know, the liquid that is squeezed out of grapes, mevarech bari priagofen, that's called grape juice, that's called wine, we make a bari priagofen. Mikomokom nirid the hainu dafka shesochtom with tokos. It's dafka if you squeeze out the grapes and the liquid goes into a cup. Sha'oz kibel hamashke chashivas ifn atzma. That's when the wine gets a chashivas on its own and it warrants a new bracha of bari priagofen. Avalim sochet anovum with topiv. But if you squeeze the grapes into your mouth, ein hamashka mekabel chashivas shel yayim. That's not given the chashivas of wine. The ein levarach ala bari priagofen. The bracha is not bari priagofen. Mikomokom ein dino keshar perosh. It's also not like other fruit that we discussed that you suck out the liquid. Shemevarach ala mashka yotzei mitochan shakol. You're also not making a shakol. Mishum shemitzanovim ein oneshav zeya. The liquid that comes out of grapes is never considered like sweat like other fruit. So says the Or Letzion, if you're sucking out other fruit, we just saw before, the bracha will be shakal, but if you're sucking out a grape, it will be downgraded from bari priagofen, but it would not go all the way down to a shakal. The bracha will be bari priyaitz on the liquid that you are sucking out from the grape. If you look at note number 79, that's going on the root. We said you chew on the root and you get out the liquid, which is sweet, you make a shakal. He points out in note 79 that for one who is chewing gum, Ravayasha Paskins, Shekevan Shemagishin Misikus, since you taste sweetness, Al Kaponim Betchilas Ali Isa, at least at the beginning of your chewing, until 30 seconds later when it's gone, Yesh Levarech Lav, you should make a bracha on it, and the bracha would be shahakal on chewing gum. One more very important note we're going to see, and that is note number 80. We said in the Mishaburu that a little machaber says the bracha on sugar is shahakol. Really, it's a machalkas rishonim. So to play it safe, we make a shahakol. Says note number 80, a gavaldika ha'ara. The afal pi shebircha shahakol asukar einu elam isafik, even though it's a mefurish in the Mishaburu. In explaining the machaber, the bracha on sugar is only shahakol out of safik. Mikol makom sil, b'makom she'er sofik al machal mesuyim. When you have a food that you're not sure what the bracha is, ha'im yesh levarach ola bracha shahakol, kosav le'el, the Mishabura told us earlier, she'yevarach mitchila al ma'at sukkah bracha shahakol, k'dei lehotzi asadavar ha'masupak. Points out note number 80, the Mishabura told us earlier, if you're not sure if you need a shahakol or not, take some sugar and make a shahakol. He didn't say take a Mike and Ike, which is pashat shahakol. He said take a piece of sugar and make a shahakol. So, if sugar is only a shahakol out of suffik, how are we using the sugar to get rid of another suffik? It's a little funny. The bracha on sugar is not so pashit. May suffik will make shahakol. So we're using that shahakol, may suffik on sugar, to take care of another suffik. It's very odd. So if you just skip two lines, he brings this down from the Shevet HaLevi, the following thing. Sha'af shedina sukkar shanui b'machlokas aposkim. Even though it's true, the bracha on sugar is in fact the machlokas aposkim. U'mishum kacha, because of that, yesh omrim shechmira chasam sofer v'adover. That's why they say the chasam sofer was machmir. U'berich aldover shebrichoso bori priadoma v'aldover shebrichoso shahako k'dei lifter as a sukkar. Before he drank, before he had any sugar, he would eat something that was bori priadoma. He would eat something else as a vavai shahako in order to avoid making a bracha on sugar. That's how far the suffix on sugar goes. Mikol makom nogu ha'olam levarich olav shahakel bavad. Zokra vazna, the minhag olam, as we know, is to make a shahakel on sugar. Mishum shenokto le'ikr. Because we grabbed on that the ikr halacha is kemo shechaz of a Rambam, like the Rambam writes. Shekevan shasukr nishtana. Since the sugar is changed. Ashenase kimelach till it's like salt, like we mentioned in the Mishabura. Hareze gorem sheze yisnatik legamri mishem pri. It's taken out totally from the category of a fruit. V'lochein mevarchin olav lechatchilo shahakol. And therefore, the bracha lemaisa, we are knowing that the bracha lemaisa on sugar is shahakol. V'hosev and he adds on shekevan she'ein ze nechshav afilu l'safik. It's not even considered a suffik anymore. Elo birchoso bivadei shahakol. Zakra vazna, the bracha now is vadei shahakol on sugar. Efshar lakacha sukkah k'dei lifter dvarim acherim. That's the pshat in the Mishavur earlier, that lemaisa you could take sugar to take care of a suffik on another food, because we take on that sugar is shahakol based on the Rambam and based on our minhug. Says the Mechaber Vayikra Sifta Zayin. Al pilpel v'zangevil yeveshim. You have pepper and ginger that is dry. Vel ha'kalov shel girufli. Rotza lomar negelach, which is cloves. V'chol kayotze baza. Any other kind of spice that is dried out. She'ein derech lo'ochlam. That it's not normal to eat it. Ela al yedei tarovos. Except through mixing it, spicing up other foods with it. Ein mevarech aleim klum. There is no bracha. Taking these dry spices that are inedible till they're mixed with other things and you eat them, there is no bracha. Says the Mishabura Ayin Zayin, Vizangevil, Hu Masha Korin Ingber, that's ginger. Ayin Ches, V'chol Kayotze Kigon, Galgin, Vitzitva, which four in the Targum tells us, Sugim Shel Basavim, these are types of spices. Ayin Tesh, She'ein Derech Pirish, V'hu Acholon Levadin, it's not normal to eat on its own, you only eat it as a taruves, and you for some reason are eating it on its own, L'fikach ein b'varach aleim kulim, no bracha. She'ein hanoa b'achiloson k'shem yaveshim. There is no hanoa in eating them when they are dry. However, v'im acholon im tzukar v'kadome, if you mix these spices with sugar or other things and they became geshmak, m'varach bari priadoma. Then you take on the bracha of the spices, which should be bari priadoma, sweetened with sugar, and they are the ikr, and the sugar is a tafel, you'll make a bracha of bari priadoma. In note 84, he does point out, the Mishibur tells us later, salt is different. If you want to eat salt, that is considered a hanah, and the bracha on salt, we do make a shakal on salt, not like these other spices discussed over here. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Yud Zayin, al egos muskot. This is nutmeg. The bracha is borei pri ha'etz. Val kenila, rotzalomar, simrind, which is cinnamon. The three on the bottom in the Targum says kinamon, which is cinnamon. Borei pri adama. So the Mechaber passes in Sif Yud Zayin, nutmeg is borei pri ha'etz, and cinnamon is borei pri adama. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Pei, borei pri ha'etz on the nutmeg, de prihu, because that is a fruit. Uregilin gamkein lo'ochlam biyovish, and it's normal to eat it dry as well. Umi sheyeshlo shulshul, one who has diarrhea, V'nosein l'soch ha-sheichar muskat k'dei she-yatzer. Apparently that is a remedy. And therefore he puts in some nutmeg into his beer to stop it. In eino tsamei, if he's not thirsty b'chlal, v'eino shosa el refuah, he's only taking this nutmeg mixed with the beer for refuah purposes of the nutmeg. Ha-muskat ikar. So the muskat, the nutmeg, is the ikar. Va-sheichar tofel. Umavarech bari priya eitz. And since the nutmeg is made from nuts, the bracha is going to be bari priya eitz on this beer with the nutmeg inside, because you really only want the nutmeg. The ikar is the ha'eitz. You make a bari priya eitz. Kemo gabe shemen la'elba sifdal, like we learned earlier a few days ago in sifdalud. When it comes to oil, when you're having the oil for refuah for your throat, and it's mixed together with the beet juice, and you want the ikar for refuah, we said there the bracha is going to be on the shemen. It's going to be ha'eitz. But if you're thirsty and you want the beer also to quench your thirst, gam below refuah, so you want the beer besides the refuah. Even though you're also adding in the muska for refuah purposes, in that case, the beer is the ikar, you make a shakal, who poters a muskat, and that paters the muskat. The shahakol takes care of everything. V'hu adin gabei shemen la'el. We had the same idea earlier by the shemen. Kishu toiv lishtos mei anigron v'ashecher. When you are thirsty for the drink of the beet juice mixed together with the shechar, afal pi shenosein l'socho ha-shemen l'refua, even though the shemen is there, really it should say mei anigron with the shemen, even though the shemen, the olive oil, is there for refua purposes, still mevarech al ha-shecher levadim himaruv. You'll only make a bracha of shakol on the shechar if that is the majority and that is what you want it for, because you are thirsty. You will make the bracha on the drink, just like we're saying over here, you'll make the bracha on the beer, and that would pater the muskat. Sivkotan pe'alef, we said on cinnamon, the bracha is bari priyadoma, ki hu godel al ha'aretz kemo konim. Cinnamon grows from the ground like reeds. Uregilim gam kein lo'achlam bi'ovish, and it's normal, it's ragil, that people eat them dried out, and therefore they're considered edible, they grow from the ground, and therefore the bracha is bari priyadoma. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Yud Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.